Fall in Kentucky was probably my favorite season. The fall foliage created a cozy picture that no artist could ever capture on film or in a painting. The brilliant red hues of the red maples stood proud and tall next to the spectacular yellow and orange leaves of the sugar maples. But the sweet gum trees that lined the exterior of the Happy Trails campground were definitely among my favorites. The sweet gum was a show-off with its rich wine-colored yellows, oranges, reds, and purples, creating the perfect autumn atmosphere for all my guests at Happy Trails Campground. "They are going to love the bungalows," I sighed, and brought the cup of steaming coffee to my lips. The communal campfire roared and warmed me from the early morning chill, which would soon burn up in the brilliant sunny day forecasted for Normal, Kentucky, our little slice of heaven located in the Daniel Boone National Forest.
"They are going to be partying up more than enjoying the scenery."
Dottie Swaggart was always the cynical one of my little group of friends. She sat in the chair next to me. Her coffee was getting cold, but the cigarette dangling from the corner of her lip was lit up.
"Bridal parties have one thing in mind," Dottie said through the smoke.
With her hands, she removed the pink sponge curlers from her hair. I watched in amazement. I could never figure out how she could smoke and do her hair all at the same time. She put the curlers in a drawstring bag nestled in her lap.
"Getting drunk,"
she finished, and then ran her hands through her short red hair. The finished product was a loose strand around her head, her usual look.
"Maybe not,"
I shrugged and took the last drink from my mug.
"Fill her up?"
Henry Bryan held up the stainless steel coffee pot that had been hanging over the campfire. "Yes." I held my cup out to Henry and watched as my handyman of Happy Trails carefully filled up my mug. "Thank you," I said to him and met with his signature wide smile that made his already big nose spread across his face, exposing his two front teeth.
"You're welcome, Maybelline,"
he giggled when he said my name like my family did, which sometimes drove me crazy. May was how I preferred people to refer to me. Mae West was my name, and I was nothing like the actress. It just so happened I was married to Paul West. Yes, the Paul West, who had been convicted for a Ponzi scheme, bankrupting celebrities and nearly half of America. His criminal ways weren't limited to just the rich and famous. He also took money from the citizens of Normal and me. My lifestyle dramatically changed when all my assets were seized. All but this campground, which wasn't much of a campground when I showed up.